On January 18th, the Church celebrated the Confession of St. Peter. We prayed, Heavenly Father, you revealed to the Apostle Peter the blessed truth that your Son, Jesus, is the Christ. Strengthen us by the proclamation of this truth, that we too may joyfully confess that there is salvation in no one else. And Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way he asked his disciples, Who do people say that I am? And they told him, John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and others one of the prophets. Who is Jesus? Several surveys ask the question, Do you believe in Jesus? But fail to ask, Do you believe Jesus is the Son of God? A majority of people believe that Jesus truly lived, but that he is simply a good man, a spiritual man, or a great teacher. We contend, however, if Jesus is not who he claimed to be, then he is the most evil of all people. Faith in Christ Jesus as the Son of God, as Redeemer of the world, gives us hope and comfort in times of distress and need. If he lied to us, then he ought not be followed at all. But like Peter, we confess that Jesus is the Christ. This means that he is the Son of God, the Redeemer from sin and eternal death, who was promised to our first parents. As the sinless Son of God, he bore our sins upon the cross. Therefore, in him we have the promise of eternal life, because our sins are forgiven for his sake. May our Lord grant that we truly believe Peter's confession about Jesus. Amen.